Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I'm excited to work with you today. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's all okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Now, let's begin. Will you please write your name at the top of your paper in pencil, please? And then when you have finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down because we're going to color first. We don't need our pencil for a while. What we're going to work on today is a digraph sound. Now, can you say digraph? Digraph? So our digraph for today is WH. When you have a word with W and H next to each other, it will only make one sound. The H is something you're not going to be able to really hear when you have W and H together. It will really just sound like this. W, w. You're not going to really say that H sound. So I want you to look at the picture at the top of your page, and I want you to notice the wagon. The wagon has some wheels, and the word wheels begins with a WH. You can hear the W sound, wheel. But you really can't hear that H sound. So we're going to talk about that while we color the wheels. Let's take our black crayon and let's color the wheels. There are two on the wagon. Go ahead and color the wheels on the wagon. So wheels starts with a WH. And even though there's an H there, the W and the H work together and they just make the one W sound. Because if we said the H sound, you would say, oh, that wagon has four wheels. Four wheels. And is that how we say the word wheels? Do you add that H sound? Do you say, oh no, my wheel fell off? Is that how we say it? No. No. So when you see a word with a W and an H next to it, you're not going to really say that H sound. You're just going to say wheel, wheel. So we are coloring these two wheels black, but we're only calling them wheels. We're not calling them wheels. We're just not going to call them that because it sounds silly. When you are finished coloring your black wheels, go ahead and put that black crayon down. And I'll give you three more seconds. Three, two, one. And you'll notice that there's a boy in the picture. He's the one with the wagon. And he's doing something that I cannot do. What is he doing? Yes, he's whistling. I cannot whistle no matter how hard I try. When I try to whistle, it sounds like this. Nothing happens. But this boy can whistle. Whistle is a word with WH. So let's color this boy's shirt green because he is whistling. And when you say the word whistle, even though it has an H next to the W, if you were going to spell the word whistle, it would have WH. You don't say that H sound. I don't say, oh, boys and girls, I'm so, so sad. I don't know how to whistle. Whistle. That's not what we say. That's not the sound we want it to sound like. We say, I cannot whistle. Can you whistle? That's awesome. I wish I could whistle. So we're saying it without really hearing the H sound. We're saying whistle instead of whistle. So be careful when you see words with an H, a W, and then an H, that you don't really say that H sound. I finished coloring the whistling boy's shirt. Let's color his pants blue. So finish coloring his shirt. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. And now let's color his pants blue. Find a blue crayon and color his pants blue. So I wonder if he's whistling the Zippity-Doo-Dah-Day song. Do you know that song? Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a beautiful day. I wonder if that's what he's whistling. I can't whistle, so I like to sing. That's why whistle and wheel both start with W-H. Whistle and wheel. They both have a W-H at the beginning of the word. And you say wheel, whistle. We don't say wheel and whistle because it sounds bizarre. I'm finished coloring the whistling boy's pants. So I'm going to put my crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, the whistling boy has a kitty cat. It's so cute, that kitty cat. Let's color that kitty cat orange. And while we're coloring his kitty cat orange, go ahead and start. I want you to look at the part of the kitty cat that has a w sound at the beginning. Can you find? It's not tail, and it's not arm. It's not feet. It's up by the face. No, it's not ear. Which part starts with W? Yes, his whiskers. The kitty cat has whiskers. Whiskers starts with a W-H. Do we say, oh, the cat has 4 whiskers? Whiskers? Nope. We say whiskers. Whiskers. You got to be careful. You don't want to overpronounce that H sound and get whiskers. It's whiskers. The cat has 4 whiskers. The kitty cat has 2 whiskers on one side and 2 whiskers on the other. Sounds the same at the beginning as whistle and wheel. They all have a W-H, but you really can't hear the H. I'm almost finished coloring my kitty cat orange. Are you almost finished too? Let's take 6 more seconds for our kitty cat. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. All right. Now, this next word might be a little bit hard for you because you might not know it. But in the background of our picture, you can see some plants. And those plants actually have a real name. It's wheat. Wheat. And I want us to color the wheat yellow. So find some kind of a yellow crayon, and we're going to color all the wheat going across. I'm going to color the top parts only. I'm not going to color the bottom parts because they're so little. I probably won't do a good job because my yellow crayon is kind of not a sharp point. Now, wheat has a W-H at the beginning of the word, just like whistle and wheel and whisker. Now, wheat, you know, if you've thought about wheat before, there's some oatmeal called cream of wheat, and there's cereal that says it has wheat in it. It's a grain. And I used to live in Oklahoma, and there's a song and a musical about Oklahoma. And Oklahoma has a lot of wheat, and it goes like this. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet. Yep, the waving wheat. So wheat is the word, not wheat. We don't say wheat with that H sound really loud. It just doesn't work. We just call it wheat. Wheat. This is a lot of wheat. I'm only halfway through coloring mine, and I'm only doing the top part. Wheat starts the same way as wheel, whistle, whiskers. And what else am I missing? Wheat, whiskers, wheel, whistle. Got them all. So, it's a digraph that makes one sound. We don't make two sounds. We don't make the W and the H sound together. We just make one sound. Wuh. We don't say the W, H separately. Otherwise, it sounds wuh, wuh. And that's not how it's supposed to sound. So wheat, wheel, whiskers, whistle all start with WH. And even though there's two letters there, we're just making one sound. I finally finished coloring my wheat. Finally. I'll give you 8 more seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Please put down your yellow crayon and let's find a pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom. Let's start on number 1. There's our digraph. It has a W and an H. Please trace it. WH together says W. We don't say W. That doesn't work. Scoot over and trace the next one. One sound for this digraph. WH says W. Scoot over. There's nothing for you to trace because I want you to write your own. Write WH. Scoot over again. Write WH. W. And then scoot over, write it one last time for me. W-H. You got it. Whoa. Okay, let's look at number 2. There are some words. I'm going to read them. Number 2, the first word says whip. Whip. There's a W-H, but I'm not saying w-hip. I'm not saying w-hip. I'm just saying one sound, whip. Circle the W-H in whip. It makes one sound, so make one circle for it. Scoot to the middle. White. White. Circle the WH. White. We left a lot of our picture white. That's okay. Scoot over. Circle the digraph in whisper. Whisper. Circle the WH. Whisper. Now look at number 3. You're going to see a row of pictures going across. I'm going to name the picture. If you hear the W sound, I want you to circle it because it has our beginning digraph sound, W. Ready? The first picture on number 3 is whale. Whale. Yes, circle it. That starts with WH, whale. Scoot over. The next picture is chair. Chair. No, that's not it. Leave that alone. The next picture, we use this in the kitchen. It's called a whisk. Whisk. Yes, circle it. It has a WH at the beginning. Whisk. Our next picture is wheel. We know to circle that one. We talked about it. Wheel begins with a WH. How about the next picture? Shirt. No, leave that one alone. And our last picture is thumb. Thumb. Nope, leave that one alone. So we circled whale, whisk, wheel. Now let's look at number 4. If I read it the way it looks right now, it says blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. We need to put our digraph in that blank spot. We need to put our digraph. What's our digraph? Write it for me. W-H. Write it on top of that black line. So now when I read it, it says, blow the whistle. And then I see a picture of a bunny rabbit with some whiskers, and I see a whistle. Which one should I circle to match my sentence? Blow the whistle. Yes, circle the whistle. That will match my sentence. Boys and girls, WH is a digraph. that makes one sound. We don't hear the H. We don't hear both sounds. Just one sound. W, w, w. Boys and girls, we did it. We finished the page. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.